Baruch to you for all of your activism, your hishtadlonus. That's your character, Amachol. You're really good. Kerabaisa, let's begin. We're on page Reish Samach Aleph. The page number is Reish Samach Aleph. We're up to Halacha Shin Chaf Beis. Okay, Shin Chaf Beis. Okay. Shin Chabez Resha Machalif in Tishal, if you will ask the question. Rabbi, let's please. In Tishal, Lama Yesh Tzadik Viraloi. If you will ask, why is there a Tzadik Viraloi? Now, the commentator here writes, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda Chassid ask the other way around? If you will ask, why is there a Rasha V'toivloi? Okay, so he says here, no one's going to ask that. Isn't that amazing? That's the chiddush of learning this halacha. That's what it says over in the comment. Reish Samach Aleph. Reish Samach, page number. Reish Samach Aleph, halacha shin chavez. Im tishal. If you will ask the following question. Lama yesh tzadik viraloi. The commentator, why don't you ask the other way around? Why is there a rasha that has a good life? No one's going to ask that question. You know why? Because everyone knows the answer to that question. Hashem is giving them their entire reward in this world, and there's going to be nothing left for them in the next world. So that's Pashut. That's Pashut. It's Pashut that you see wicked people over here in this world prosper, have success, no daigis. Everything always goes their way, because Hashem is finishing them off in this world. But why should a tzaddik have to suffer in this world? A tzaddik, he'll get reward in the next world. Why is it necessary for him to suffer in this world? So you'll tell me because Hashem wants to cleanse him. We don't say that anymore. This idea of that a person should suffer yisurim in this world in order that he shall get more reward in the next world is something which the Gemara says, Lohein v'loy sicharon. We're not on such.
The righteous who suffer in this world also, they're not going to be rewarded. It's the opposite.
I don't know. You're asking a good question. There are wicked people who suffer in this world. Okay, it's true. True, there are wicked people.
Everyone sees the Russia that's very successful.
There are wicked people that suffer. Good question.
So are they rewarded? They're not rewarded.
I don't know what to say. I don't know. These are very tough questions. I don't know. There are definitely wicked people who suffer in this world, and every once in a while you get to see it.
Why doesn't he put it all the way in middle here? Why doesn't he put it in the beginning?
Every single halacha in Sefer Chassidim has no reason, no rhyme, no reason. There's no order. It's just like someone took all these halachas and they put it into a big pot and they mixed it up thoroughly, and whatever came out. The order over here, there's no order. That's an advantage. Because every day you don't know what you're going to learn. Every time you learn a halacha, you know, if you didn't like what you learned yesterday, it's a new day today. There's a new halacha. There's something different. Okay, but he talks over here about basic things that we learn. Rasha, v'toivloi, tzadik v'raloi. And he only focuses on why do tzadikim have to suffer in this world. Let's not go with the answer, the Gemara's answer, the answer that he should suffer in this world in order to increase his reward in the next world, because we don't say that. We don't do that anymore. Lohein v'loy sicharon. We are not interested in augmenting our reward in the next world by suffering in this world, because the suffering in this world can cause a person to become an apikoris and can lose everything in the next world. It's a dangerous game for a person to be willing to accept upon himself suffering in this world to enhance his experience in the next world. But why is it necessary? So he writes over here something very, very disturbing. Kidei shelo yoimru im lo hoya b'toivo lo hoya tzadik. Because if Hashem always gave a tzaddik a good life in this world, people would say that the only reason why he is a tzaddik is because it's an easy life, because things are going well. What would happen if things were not going so well? Then he would not be a tzaddik. And here we look at this person, things are not going so well, and yet he remains a tzaddik. And he gives an example of Eov. It's a pasuk in Eov. Kidei shlo yomri im lo hoya b'toiv lo hoya tzadik k'mo sh'amar ha-sadan ha-sadan said about Eiv ha-chinam yorei Eiv elokim. Is it for nothing? The reason why Eiv is a yorei elokim is because he has a good life. He's wealthy, he has children, he has success. And therefore Hashem said to the Satan, it's not true. The reason why Eiv is a tzaddik is because he's a tzaddik no matter what. And the proof was, Hashem took away his good fortune, and Eiv, that was the test. Lekach mare le'olam, therefore Hashem sometimes demonstrates to the world that a person is a tzaddik, even though things are not going his way. Le'olam Shem me'ahavo oiveid, that he's really serving Hashem, not because Hashem is giving him a good life, it's because he loves Hashem. And now he says something very, very, very different.
It doesn't have to always be.
Right, there are different tekufas in life. Different tekufas. And now he says something very strange. Extremely strange, especially according to the commentator. Uchidei shelo yoimru kibel oilomoy. Now you look over here on the top of in the commentator, on the top left. Uchidei shelo yoimru, the top line, kibel olomo, ratzoloimar, shelo yaasu atachtoinim haskomo, shekibel oilomo, v'yesh lochush, Gam lahaskomas elyoinim. Okay, you know, you can read what this commentator. You know, you can read what you want to say, but what I'm telling you probably is possibly totally wrong. But there's a principle, is that Torah lav b'shamayim, and in Shamayim they follow the decisions that are made here in this world by the Bezdin Sholmata, and sometimes the Bezdin Sholmata can be society. And he's saying something very, very frightening. If in society on this world, there is an acceptance that this person, he got his reward, that means when this person comes to the next world, he gets nothing. Because there was basically a psak bezdin. Oh, this person, you know, he had a good life. He had a good life, everything went his way, he never had daigus. You know something? He did a lot better than all of us. We all live a very difficult life, and he did very, very well. That attitude in this world has an effect on what this person is going to experience. Achar me'av Hashem, he'll come to the next world and he'll say, "Listen, I had a good life, yeah, but you know, I deserve still a lot of reward in the next world because I did all these mitzvahs and stakah." So I had a good life. So what? I'm still entitled to have a good olam haba. So the Bezin Shalmaila will say, you know, the attitude of man in this world was that you got what you deserved. And therefore, if they in the lower world feel that you got what you deserve, we can't help you. Okay, we can't help you. There's nothing more we can do for you. The attitude, the psak halacha in Shamayim is very much influenced by the attitude of the people here on this world. So if in this world people see another person doing very, very well, a tzaddik v'toivloi, it creates a force that's not good for the person in the next world. Isn't that a little strange? That's not the typical thing you're going to hear in yeshiva. This concept. Okay, whatever it is, something to think about. Let's go to Halacha Shin Chav Gimel. Yoyser Toivel Yischaber. This certainly is not, you know, this certainly would be banned from the newspapers today. But this is what it says. Guarantee you, this would never make it into the press. This would any press, any Jew, anything that's even semi-Jewish, any Jewish press, anything that's semi-Jewish, they would not accept this statement. Yoyser toif, much better lehischaber im am ha'aretz, with an ignoramus, shevatron bimamono, who's generous, who's not medaktik on every dollar, doesn't nickel and dime you, b'masur matan, mil hischaber, then being a partner, im talmud chacham, with a person who wears a big black hat and a long kapata, and a tishbekesha, and you know, has a long beard, who is she'atzron v'kapton will nickel and dime you. Okay, the people that will nickel and dime you and be makban every single penny and have a bed, you know, stay away from them. Stay away from them. Better do business with what society would look at as being an amharit. Lehischaber, right? You're right. Even worse, lehischaber means to be friendly. Okay, you associate. Your close circle of friends shall be people who, in the eyes of the world, are considered ignorant. They never opened up a Gemara,
but they're honest
business people. They're honest. They're generous. They're not medakdek. Good midos. Then with people who in society are recognized as being the big talmidei chachamim and don't have good character. You know, I had the good fortune.
I'm old enough already to say I've seen exactly both sides.
Okay, I've had the good fortune to be asked by Torah Anytime to go to certain events where there were people that Gedolei Yisrael in the newspapers, and there are certain people, my jaw drops, the way they talk, the way they behave. These are examples for Klal Yisrael. Mamish, what it says over here. Who am I to say? Open up my big mouth, you know. And look, you see, my I was thinking, it's my, you know, it's Mamish over here in Sefer Chasidim. It says over here, To Yoyser Tov Lehischaber Im Am Haaretz Shevatron B'Memoinoi B'Masa Umaton Milhischaber Im Talmid Chocham She'atzron. What does the word Atzron means? He holds back. He holds back the Kapton and is demanding it. His Kapton is a miser, or is very makbid on every dollar and every penny, on every little thing that you do. It's this no good, that's no good. You got to be very careful. Shin Chav Dalet. Oshir Echad Hoye Mechaleg Mos Laniyim Litzdaka.
This would be
fits well, right? Okay, they would censor that as well. Next, Asher Echad Hoya Mechaleg Mos La'aniyim Litzdaka. Okay, in Asher Echad Hoya Mechaleg Mos La'aniyim Litzdaka, V'hoya Nesim Yad Agabai, V'hoya Loi Och Ani V'kroivav Aniyim Agabai. He would give a lot of money to the Gabai, an enormous amount of money to the Gabai, Fitztaka. And the Gabai would say to him, and this person would give a lot of money to Fitztaka, he had a brother. He had relatives that were dirt poor. Omar loy hechacham kol ma she'ata noisen la'aniyim la'gabai nechshav litza'aka. It's going to serve in Shemayim for you as a complaint. Because why are you not? Charity starts at home. Omar loy litza, why? Ki toiv shetitein le'achecha v'likroivecha hu aniyim. Better give to your brother and to your relatives who are poor. Charity starts at home. I once heard a story, there's a certain gadol, he called up, what? Aniyircha, and before Aniyircha is Aniyircha Ochicha Yimach. First comes go to your relatives, Aniyircha, and then Aniyircha. Local causes come before exotic global causes. I once there was a godly called one was Balabatman, and says, you know, I'm raising money for a certain ani. It's a very big need. Maybe you can help me. You know, you're so good to me, and you help me out. I really need your help this time. So, Rabbi, whatever you want. I need a certain amount of money. He takes his checkbook, and he writes, "Who should I write out to?" And the rabbi pauses and says, "Your brother." And like, you know, whoever, like you know, it's so, you know, I, of course there's always an excuse. You know, let him get a job. Let him do this. Let him do that. All right, listen, you can't judge, but at least, you know, he made his point. He made his point, the Sefer Chasidim, and you can't generalize. You can never generalize, never second-guess another person. There's always another side to the story, always. But at least he brings out his point. Shin Chafei, Adam, Sheyesh, Leibonav, Yoyshev, Ve'enim, Mekalim, Toichach, Lasek, V'zer. Now this, you should know, is a very controversial thing. There's a whole organization that does this. Is should parents give money to children to do averos? This is mamish. I know there's a raging debate. People in this certain field. I don't want to say too much. And mamish, what it says here is mamish, unbelievable. Right over here, he does just generalize that the issue over here is, let's say you have Rachmana Litzlan, parents have children that are basically off the derech, and the parents are supporting them. And the kids really need their parents to give them more money to maintain their lifestyle, which is keneged kol hatorah kula. And the parents have what to give. Should the parents continue giving their children money to support them, knowing good and well the money is going to support and maintain a lifestyle that it's keneged kol hatorah kula? The parents can say to their children, I'm sorry, I'm giving you nothing because you're taking the money and you're using the money to do averos. But the parents know good and well. I mean, you don't know, no one really knows nothing, but the assessment is, if I don't give them, I cut off entirely from them, they will get even worse. They will go from level 1 to level 2, 3, 4, they'll go down much worse. But in the meantime, the parents are basically directly funding averis. They're directly supporting things that are mamish 100% keneged kol hatorah kula, but their rationale is, if I cut them out, they're going to go down even deeper. They're going
to
mamish.
They're giving them money, they're keeping the channel open to them.
Right.
Influence in the future.
Right. But in the meantime, they are directly supporting averis. It's like mamish. They're paying the bills.
You find a so-so.
Indirectly, I'm not giving, as they said,
you hold the leash, but
it's a very, very delicate balance. And he takes the opinion, these mashes and farish, is better support them, pay their bills, you get the credit card bills, and you look at the credit card bills, oy gewalt, I'm going to pay the credit card bills for this? For what it says on the bill, what he use a credit card for? Really? I should pay the bill for this? So he says, Sefer Chassidim, yes. Because if you don't pay the bill, in your assessment, it's going to be a lot worse. Now that's a very controversial thing, what I just told you, and there's a...
What would assess?
Adam, Sheyesh, Leibonim, Yoyeshav, Ve'in, Mekalim, Teichachtoi, and they did not accept his Musa. La'asoik, Ba'atoira, Uvamastim, Toivim, Mutav, read the whole thing. Mutav, read the whole thing, read the end. Shelo yifar nes oisam, v'yu terudim umeunim mimalachtam, and they're going to have to suffer and find money. V'yashuvu, because you're going to make an assessment that if you cut them off, they'll have no choice but to do teshuva. That's not usually the case. L'shuva. Avol, here's the main, but this is the part that is the... Avol, the first part is almost never relevant. Avol, this is what's relevant today, and this is something which is highly debated by different organizations, and I know firsthand people involved in this debate. Avol, imroye sha'al yidei shemoneya atzmo yeitzu lisarbus ra, will get even worse, lav kol kimine, it's not within your right to go cut them off. Better support them, even though they're doing things that are achil Hashem, better support them, pay for it, because the alternative is, it'll be even worse. It's not true.
They'll tell you that they start off with a lighter type drug, then they move to a harder drug.
I'm not talking about drugs. I'm not talking about drugs.
What are you talking about?
There are plenty of other things to talk about.
Yeah, but he says, plenty of other things.
Yeah.
He says here, imroya shemaneh asrei. That means you should stop giving him the money. And you see what happens.
But then he says the second line, av limroya sh'al yidei shemaneh atzmai yeitzu l'sarbus ro'o.
Right, so he sees that it doesn't work.
Lav kol kiminei. Don't cut him off. All right. This is a springboard. You can darshan back and forth and say like this. What is the sefer Chassidim talking about? This is just a springboard for discussion. Okay, each side of these dilemmas can say, look, what I say, what I do is exactly what it says in Sefer Hasidim, and the other opinion will say what I said is exactly. It's all a matter of interpretation, but it opens up a topic of discussion. Next halacha, Shin Chavav. Amar Rabbi Levi, call Amanachish. Okay, this is the Gemara. Call Amanachish, Shefa Lavoy Olav, Shinemar Kiloy Nachash Beakov, Ki Lo Nachash. The word, it's Loy Mitten Aleph. But he makes a drasha, Ki Loy Mitavav, which means people, they get engaged in business and they want an advantage. So what do? Okay, this, I don't even know what he's referring to. They engage in some type of magic. Hocus pocus magic, or maybe what it means is some illegal activity. I don't know what it means. They engage in something which is not. You go to a mukubal. Who knows the old type of crazy things people do, and you gain an advantage which is not in a Torah way. So it says over here that a person does something like that, the end's going to be loy nachash, that this it's going to boomerang against him and come to ultimately harm him. He will be harmed from this activity. Loy nachash means you should not, loy mitten aleph, you should not engage in type of activity that is not proper for a shomer mitzvahs. And the warning is, and if you do engage, then it's going to boomerang and you will be the victim of nachash, as if it says in the pasuk, ki lo with the vav, to him will come the nachash. So then he goes over, and the person does not do these type of things in the next world. He will have a mechitza, an audience with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, lifnim from the Malachi Hashoris. My time, ki loy nachash biyakov. It's a pasuk. There is no nachash. Those people that do not engage in nachash, v'loy kesem b'Yisrael, another form of magic, ko'es, at this moment, ye omer li Yaakov uli Yisrael, it will be said to Yaakov and Yisrael, these people that did not engage in this activity, who is speaking, by the way? The angels. He's interpreting the pasuk as referring the speaker, mi omer, me, the angels, they will say to Klal Yisrael, ma po'alkel, what's going on? What did Hashem do? In other words, the Malachi HaShoris are on the outside, and Klal Yisrael is on the inside. And if you want to know what's going on, the Malachi HaShoris, they want to know the latest news. Vos is nice. What's going on in Shem? What's going on in Hashem's inner circle? The Malachi HaShoris are going to have to consult with Bnei Yisrael. Why do they get an inside, get a private audience with Hashem and find out what's going on more so than the angels? Because Klal Yisrael was oimed in the nisoyon of not engaging in nachash. Okay, I don't know what this all mystical stuff. Next, go further. Last, he explains. Amar Berechia b'Shem Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Osek Kadosh Baruch Hu La'asos Mechitza Shel Tzadikim Lifnim Malachi Hashoris. He's explaining this Chazal. Malachim Shailim Ma Po'alkel, and the Malachi Hashoris will ask the Jewish people, what did Hashem do? What happened today? Ma Hoyrom Lohem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ad Kan B'Yushalmi. Next, ziru lachem litzdaka kitzru lefi chesed, seed for tzedakah and harvest according to the kindness. What does this mean? Lamadnu mi shahoylech l'makom havad, oy baderech b'makom sakana, sheyitein koidem la'ani lachem oy shum davar shehana asoy kiroiva, kizakein sheochal ho igul. I don't know what he's referring to, but he's saying over here is an incredible chiddush. When a person goes to a dangerous place, or a person wants success, you're going to Las Vegas, you're going to the casinos, and you want to win. Okay, just joking. You're going out to on a business trip, and you're going to have a very important business meeting where there can be a very big difference, where you have an opportunity to make a lot of money, and you need siyata deshmaya. That's case number one. Case number two, you're going on a journey to a dangerous place. It's dangerous. Today, they're trying to scare everyone to death. Don't fly on a Boeing airplane, because all the parts are going to fall off. The wheels are going to fall off. This doesn't work. The door is going to fall. The doors don't close. The wheels fall off. The oxygen tanks, 1 in 4, don't work. And if you say anything bad, you'll be assassinated in your car, and they'll make it look like you killed yourself. Suicide. Okay? They're telling everyone over here, don't go fly in an airplane. It's dangerous. Yeah, Boeing's under a lot of scrutiny now. DEI, when you have diversity, equity, inclusion, you take people that don't know what they're doing, that's what happens. All right, whatever it is. In any event, a person, he gives you two examples. Either you're traveling to a dangerous location or you're going to a business and you want success. So he says, you know what you should do? You should have a zuchus. He's telling you that a person should seek out merit. And the ultimate merit is to give tzedakah. And he says another chiddush. There are two types of tzedakah. There's a long-term tzedakah, and there's a type of tzedakah which the benefit is immediate. If you go write out a check for an organization, and the money is no, so you have to send the money to the organization, and the money goes into the bank, and it goes for their building fund. Let's say you give out a check for someone's building fund. Until they'll build the building, it'll be years. And anyway, probably the money you're going to give for the building, you know, there's so much waste. There's so much waste to pay the lawyer's fee and the accountant and this and this. Okay, it's a very nice thing. You want to go build, the yeshiva needs to build a new building, and you want to go give money for the building. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. Go give $100, you go give a big donation. The benefit that will be derived from that money, it will take a long time until that money turns into benefit. And it's a very important thing. Don't make light of it. And once they build the building, for generations, students will come and learn Torah. It'll be a tremendous schus. We're not coming to put down anything. But there's another type of tzedakah, when there's a person who's right in front of you and he's hungry. He's hungry, and he doesn't have what to eat. And you give him a sandwich. You give him a piece of bread. The hana is immediate. If you are in need of immediate success, I'm going today to a business meeting, and it could be a difference of parnasa, no parnasa. I'm going on a dangerous journey, and a lot of things can go wrong, and I need Hashem to protect me. Give tzedakah before you go, but give a type of tzedakah whose hana is immediate, an immediate tzedakah. Mayor, you're leaving us? Everything okay?
You gotta do chesed.
Okay, good.
Me and Leah are going to do chesed.
Wonderful. Behatzlocha Rabba. Owl, so therefore, Zeru Lechem Lutzak, Vikiz Lechem Yiches Lamanu, Misha Lech Lemakim Avad, Bederach Lemakim Asakana, Sheyitin Kaidim Lo'ani Lechem, Oy Shum Dovar Shehan Osoy Kiroiva, the benefit is immediate. Kizokain Shachal Eagle, I don't know the song, the story, which I don't know, Kailas Rabba, a Medrishter. Avol Adam, Sheyesh Lebusha Lekabo Machal, but let's say the person to whom you want to give the benefit, you want to give a person who needs some food, but to give him food, he's embarrassed, take the food. So you give him money, and he'll go to the store and he'll buy his own food. It's the same idea. Don't ever embarrass the person when you give them tzedakah. And now we understand the pshat in the pasuk. Ziru lochem litzedakah, kitzru lefi chesed, ratzu lomar, lefi hachesed, the harvest will be according to the way you have performed the chesed. Sometimes the ani is nene immediately, sometimes not. The harvest will correspond to the seed, which on a very simple level means the way you give it has a major effect on the benefit of what you will derive from it. Okay, let's go to a next halacha, Shin Chav Zayin, Ashrei Maskel Lodol B'Yom Ro'ah, Yimalateu Hashem. Okay, praiseworthy is a person who is wise. When you give tzedakah, it takes chokhmah, how to give, when to give, what to give, and this will be a merit on a day, Ro'ah Yimalateu Hashem, the zechus of being wise in how you give tzedakah will be a merit to save a person on the day that he needs to be saved. Here he goes, im yalve adam la'ani mos, if you lend a poor man money, the malve yodeh shalove ein loy lefraya. Okay, if the malve knows that the poor man cannot pay, but he lent the money, you lend somebody money, and you know that the person you lend the money to does not have money to pay back, and the time of the loan is due, and he's, don't appear in front of him because you're going to embarrass him. Be wise. Avoid him because you know that when he's going to see you, he's going to be put to shame. He really wants to pay you. It's just that at this moment, he does not yet have the money. So don't go and put him to shame. If you see him from a distance, avoid him. So the poor man should not think. Ata now, oh, he's coming to me to collect the loan. And he doesn't have the ode, yispayesh. He's going to be embarrassed. Afal pi shalo yishalo, just your presence. Yoimer haloive beliboy, the loive will say in his heart, ata yochal mavel lechashteni, he's going to suspect that I'm trying not to steal, not to pay. Shle erze leparo ve'ein loy b'mal leparo, and I really want to pay, I just I don't have what to pay. Another quick halacha, yehalelucha zor v'loy ficha. A person should never, ever toot his own horn. Let other people praise you, but don't praise yourself. Many of the Gedolei Yisrael, when they ask what's your name, they would say Feinstein, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Someone told me in the Aguda, a woman who was a secretary in the Aguda told me that she answered the phone when many of the Gedolei Yisrael called. She answered the phone. She answered the phone when Rav Moshe Feinstein called, when Baba Rebbe called, when all the Gedolim, she told me, she gave me a whole long list, and she told me exactly how they identified themselves. She said, who should I say is calling? So she said, Rav Moshe Feinstein called, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And this one
said, what call is, so Dorette Goldstein.
Dorette Goldstein. Okay, she told me exactly what, she told me exactly how every single Gadol, how they identified themselves. There was one gadol. She said, "Who should I say is calling?" So he said, "So he's."
That's privacy.
What's privacy? She had no right to tell this to me.
Right.
She told me lashon hara. You're right. Okay, you're right. She had. Okay, that's hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. But she basically told me they were all very humble. They were all extremely humble. They never said rabbi. They never said the gadol hadar is calling. They said they said their last name. All the Gedolim, she said, they all were very humble. There was one particular person. I shouldn't tell you. Let's leave it out, okay? But generally, she told me they were all very, very humble. They were all with Mekayim Ashenemar Yehalol Chazor Viloy Picha. Let other people sing your praises. You don't have to say how great you are, okay? Today we live in a world. Narcissism, resume, you have a shidduch resume, you have this, and you have to write a job resume, every award, everything you've ever done to get the upper edge, they should want to go take you. You know, it's interesting, there's some employers, when they see a resume that's mole v'godosh gaiva, I don't want you. I want a resume that there is, you can detect some humility in the resume. So really, it's a lot to be said about this. You know, shidduchim, there's a magefa, okay? Magefa, you have to have a resume. No one here in this room ever had a resume when they went on shidduchim. There was no such concept. A resume, you have a shidduch, you need a resume. And what do you write on the resume? What are you going to write on the resume? What do you write? Which seminary you went to? And you have to have a bar, you have to write what you're looking for, and you write about yourself. It's sickening, some of these resumes. You have to write about yourself. And in some circles, this is the ultimate. Someone told me about this, and I believe it. I'm Amish, could not get over this. You know, you used to have in the Flatbush Jewish Journal, you know, the whole controversy, should you put a picture of yourself in the resume. Some boys will not date a girl unless they have a picture. Okay, that's the very. So now there's a new magefa. It's not enough to have one picture. You have to have a picture of what you look like when you're dressed up to go to a wedding, and a picture what you look like casual.
In camp,
and a picture of what you look from a prison profile, what you look like from the side. Why? one picture someone told me, a girl complained to me about this, is that the resume, they wanted in the resume a few pictures. What I look like when I go to a wedding, what I look like casual, I look like what? Are you joking? Are you mamish joking? Yeah. So Yahalol Chazar Veloy Picha. It goes against this pasuk that let other people praise you. You don't have to go and toot your own horn. However, he does say that there are times when you do have to toot your own horn. When you're there when there are exceptions. And then this is the famous drush, Yahalelucha Zar Kama Veloy. But let's say no one is praising you. No one has anything good to say. Veloy. No one wants to say something good about you. So then, Picha, you have to go and step up and praise yourself. There are times when it's necessary for you to let the people know who you are for the right reasons. Okay, there are all these, the Gedolei Yisrael books, they'll always have a story like this, is where a big gadol would always never ever take advantage of his position as being a rashi, being a talmud chacham. But there are some times when it's not for themselves, it's for somebody else. It's necessary. Veloy. If no one's going to acknowledge who you are, it is at times necessary. Picha, promote, toot your own horn. I remember this story doesn't really. But Rav Gustman, okay, Rav, what was his first name?
Yisrael
Zev Gustman. So this story, it's not really not a fit for this pasuk, this chazal, but I'll tell this story anyway. When he came to Eretz Yisrael to make his own yeshiva, and in those days, it was almost impossible to get a phone. The early days of the state, the early years in the 70s, no, that's not early, that's already, maybe in the 60s. Who had a phone? No one had a phone. There was a public phone somewhere where everyone shared together the phone. And if you wanted, you're wealthy enough to get your own phone, it would take a year. You'd call the telephone company until they would come and this and that. So he opened up the yeshiva and there was no phone. There was no phone in the yeshiva. So he needed a phone. So he gets on that. They could try to do this today. In Israel in the 70s, okay, you have to understand the state of Israel was, I guess, in its infancy. It was, it wasn't yet, even though 70s, it's been around for a while, but things weren't so organized. He gets on the phone and he says, "Hello, this is General," I guess he did in Hebrew, "General Gustman speaking. I'm at this location. I have here my men. We need a phone. We need a phone. This is General Gustman. If I don't get a phone here in a day, there's going to be accountability. You understand? This is General, I guess in Hebrew. He got a phone in a day. They really believed him. They believed him. The guy on the phone, whoever answered the phone from the telephone company, really thought this is the Sar Hatsa, the aluf, he really thought that the person calling was from the IDF, was a general in the IDF. Didn't ask any questions, and the crew went out there, and he had a phone. So the Talmud said to him, "Rebbe, what did you just do? You lied. So he says, "What do you mean? These are my Talmidim. I'm the Rosh Hashiva. We have work here to do. We have a yeshiva. This is not a lie. I'm the aluf, and you are my Talmidim, my soldiers. This we're also soldiers. You're also soldiers."
The same phone company story was with Rav Tovia Goldstein.
What did he do?
The phone system in the yeshiva went down. Heshi's not here to confirm it because he wasn't in the office at the time. He usually is in the office. And Rashida comes over and he says, "Call the phone company and tell them to come and fix the phone." I said, "Rebbe, who should I say is called?" Who's called? It's the same Rabbi Stern. I said, "The Rebbe's giving me smicha. I was 17, 18, I don't know. The Rebbe's giving me smicha." He says, "For the phone company, you have smicha."
Yahalol Chazar. let someone else sing your praises. Veloy. But if no one wants to sing your praises and you need something to get done, picha. So then you can toot your own horn. Very quickly. Yahalelucha zavloy picha. Imboli ir she'en makirin oiso. You come to a city and they don't recognize who you are. Shehu chacham. Im yishtoik v'lo yidaber toira yitnu lo kimo le'echad me'ami ha'aretz harekim. They'll think you're a nobody. And if you're a nobody, they're not going to give you what to eat. You're going to starve to death. They're not going to care about you. V'lo yitnu lo ki'im ma'at, which is insufficient. Lo yuchal l'damer l'vnehu ir lo ma'ani oisei talmud ploni. Don't go and toot your own horn and say, oh, you know who I am. I'm so-and-so, so therefore I'm deserving. You should have respect for me and give me some food. Ella. So we hear, yidaber yimorem divrei Torah. So say divrei Torah. Umimela, then picha. He doesn't really say what I'm saying. The commentator says what I said. Umimela yedu ma sheyeshlo. They'll understand what he needs. Okay, I read it. Look what the commentator says what I said. That's where I got this from. Uposhad apasek hachihu. Look at the top right. Yahalalucha, Yahalalucha zar, comma, Veloy. But let's say no one wants to sing your praises. No one knows who you are. So let them know who you are. Let them know. Veloy dahainu im ein zar shemakir oischa. Then picha, Yahalalucha. They'll give you what you need. Okay, let's right away jump to out the topic of discussion. We're talking about today about Purim. Some Purim in Yonim. Let's talk about costumes.